Okay, so like nature is taking its course. Do you help nature along, like with a colonic or something?
No, well, like I said, before the contest, I'm fasting for about almost 3 days, no solid food. These next couple days, it's just going to be water, liquid amino acid, a little bit of milk, coffee, minimal calories. I go into the contest not only physically hungry, but like actually empty. Then the emptiness will make it easier to digest the food, and then, like I said, it's like I almost do a cleanse before each contest to make it
Wow.
easier for the food to get through.
All right, Joey, when you're not preparing for an event, when you're not participating in an event, do you eat hot dogs? Like, will you grill out with friends and have a hot dog? Do you enjoy hot dogs?
I love hot dogs. I think it really is a great food. It's whether it's you're at a baseball game or whether you're cooking it on a grill, you can top it with bacon, cheese. It's more than just the regular New York or Chicago style. You can do tons of things with a hot dog, and and I'm actually really lucky. A lot of people say they don't like hot dogs, that's why they don't do well. But I guess I really love hot dogs, and 4th of July is one of my easier contests.
Well, you dominate a lot of contests in different categories. We've heard that over the years. That's not just the hot dogs where you shine. That is the biggest event on the tour. But what is your favorite other competitive eating event that you do great in? Maybe you don't do as well in outside hot dogs.
Ribs. Ribs are awesome. Every year there's a couple rib eating contests either at festivals or big cookouts, and usually they're awesome ribs, and it's not even work. I go to a rib eating contest and it's fun. I chow down. Usually I get into a good rhythm. I'm able to blow away the competition, and get the bones slow you down enough so you don't even eat that much meat, and I can go have a beer right afterwards.
Wow. So let me ask you this. I mean, is it a case where it's like wet or dry? Which is the easier?
Oh, the wet's definitely a little bit easier. But even the dry, if they're slow cooked, the fat will come out, and they're still nice and greasy. But yeah, a slow cooked rib is pretty hard to beat.
When you're looking at like just you know, you talked about the health element of it. Did you get like a doctor's checkup and say, "Well, Jimmy, based upon our results and tests, you are healthy," or, "Jimmy, you have high cholesterol, you need to cut back"?
No, my doctor's—he's happy with all my. I do my blood work twice a year. The first doctor was kind of a negative Nancy, right? But I have a pretty good doctor now who tells me, you know what, it's not like you're getting in the boxing ring getting hit in the head. And you're not doing this every day. I really, in the long run, my calorie intake's not too much more than a normal person, maybe a little bit more, but. Yeah, in the long run, I really do watch what I'm eating, try to go to the gym, but this doctor, he's happy with what I'm do with the way my health is right now. I'm only 29. I don't plan on doing this when I'm 50, and I'm having fun.
Well, we'll end on this because you're doing it this year at 29, and you're going for your seventh straight Mustard Belt, your seventh straight title in Coney Island. Who are you worried about this year, Joey?
I'm worried about myself. As long as I go in there calm, cool, just do the way I've been doing in practice. I'm looking at the seventh win and hopefully a new record. I know I'm capable of doing 70. It's just a matter of bringing it together the day of the contest. And hopefully there are some good eaters. There's Pat Bertolini, not Pat, I'm sorry, Tim Janis. He should be looking at close to 60 hot dogs. And Matt Stoney out of San Jose, same town as me. He's doing mid-50s. But hopefully, as long as I'm on my game, I should be a little blown away by at least 10, 15 hot dogs.
The man, Joey Chestnut. Joey, we have to get you back on again soon. If you ever come in the Mid-Atlantic region in Baltimore, we'll find a way to get you in studio. We'll do whatever it takes.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to meet you guys.
And maybe you can put down a few crab cakes for us here. We'll go anywhere you want, and we'll see how many you can eat. I'm sure you get that
Oh,
offer a
I
lot.
actually, I, yeah, I did a chicken wing eating contest in Maryland earlier this year. Yeah, maybe I'll be out there next year.
Very
We'd
cool.
love that. Joey Chestnut, an American through and through, as he pounds hot dogs every July 4th and dominates the MLE, Major League Eating. Joey, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me on. Great talking to you guys.
That is the great Joey Chestnut. We're way late, but it's never been more worth it to go late to a break. We're back with more next.